Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. Today, we are answering another submitted question that has come in from Annie. Now, before we get into the question, I just want to quickly remind you that if you would like to submit a question to be answered on the podcast, you can do so by going to christinaarroche.com/ask-Christina. And you can submit your question there and then hear the answer on the podcast. And I just want to say, who has been loving these questions and being able to hear the different perspectives and how it relates to your own personal life in some shape or form? I don't know. I'm just going to speak for myself. I've been loving them. I love, love, love these questions. I love answering them for you. I love bringing in the divine guidance that comes through. So I just love it. I just love it. I just have to say that. Okay, so let's get into Annie's question. She says, how do you know if your higher soul just wants to be here on earth, or do you have a mission? What kind of signs would the angels give you to let you know which one? Oh, so good. I love this question so, so much. Now, what I want to break it down into for you, Annie, and for anyone else who resonates with this question, who wants to know the answer for this question, is I actually want to remove the idea of it being either this or that, right? It's either I'm just here on earth or I do have a mission. And instead, the bigger thing to look at is, why do our souls come to earth in this incarnation? Aside from the healing and learning lessons and all that, which everyone does in some shape or form, the bigger thing here is that every soul is here to be self-expressed. So every soul is here to be self-expressed, meaning that there is an expression of your soul that desires to come through in who you are. And so the expression of your soul is going to look different for each person, but ultimately at the end of the day, each soul is here to be self-expressed. And in that, thinking about, okay, what does that mean to be self-expressed? What does that mean to express something, to bring through an expression? It means that there is a certain truth that every single soul holds, a certain truth, a certain desire, and it is meant to express that. It is meant to live that. It is meant to embody that. And so, like I said, this is going to look different for everybody. For some people, their self-expression looks like speaking on stages and writing books and doing big things. Singing, right? Being a musician, being an artist, allowing this expression to come through in this way where perhaps there is, you know, what we might think of a mission where, okay, I'm here to create this impact that is meant to reach millions or billions of people, right? Like that is the thing for some people. And for others, there is this desire of expression to travel, to experience life through the lens of children, for example, right? For some people, their calling is to grow a family and to nurture their children and to take care of their home. And that's just like what they are called to do. And so there's no right or wrong. It's just simply about, what's my self-expression? How does my soul desire to express itself in this lifetime? What does my soul desire to experience? Who does my soul desire to be? And so when it comes to this awareness of, you know, a mission, so to speak, right? It's not that that is any is better than, you know, just simply experiencing life through the lens, let's say, for the example that I shared, through the lens of your children, or by traveling and seeing the world and traveling through all the different parts of the world and experiencing that. The thing is that when it comes to reaching many, 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 many people through your expression, that is something that's going to feel like a calling. And it's something that is going to feel like you just can't get away from that feeling. So it comes through more as a feeling, and it comes through more as like a nudge. And so, using myself as an example, I know that for me, this calling into impacting many people all around the world and having a impact that reaches many people, that is something that I have felt for several years now. And I didn't necessarily know exactly how that was supposed to look or in which direction, but I just knew that I have wanted to write books and speak on stages and talk and share and be a voice to many people. And it's something that came within me. So it's not necessarily something that was a sign from the angels, but it more so comes through as nudges. And this is where I feel like the biggest, you know, sign, if you want to call it that, comes from, is the nudge of inspiration. And this is what I feel is so beautiful for every single one of us to know. If you have something on your heart that you feel called to share, or a truth that you feel called to express, or something that you feel called to put out into the world, to know that you inspire other people. And it's the people that came before us that inspired us, that called us forward to what we desire to do. And so that was the situation in my case, where the nudge of inspiration came through from me seeing other people, other well-known authors and speakers doing what they're doing, and feeling like that was a pull, and feeling like, oh, that's what I want to do. And so two of the ones that I'll name that are one of the key ones is Gabby Bernstein and Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I especially remember reading Dr. Wayne Dyer's memoir, which I believe is called I Can See Clearly Now. Such a good book. I highly recommend that you read it. But I remember reading, it's like, you know, his personal story from the very beginning, from how he grew up, very poor, all the things. I think it was in Detroit. I forget exactly. But just like grew up in this kind of situation, and how he became who he was. And I remember just reading the book and being so inspired just by his storytelling and by his experiences. And being like, wow, like, he could do that. Like, I can do it too. You know, it's just that feeling that was like, yes, this is who I'm meant to be in my own way, obviously. But it just felt so inspiring. And so whatever it is that inspires you, and that really just lands with you and calls you forward, pay attention to those things, because that is going to be the biggest sign that you'll receive. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what I want you to know is that it's not necessarily going to be something where you will be told necessarily. You might at some point be told, you know, this is who you are. But really, it starts from inside of you. The calling you will always know comes from inside of you. And that's that internal motivation. That's that internal inspiration that has you showing up again and again and again and again. Because what I'll say to you too, you know, from my personal experience, I did have the experience back in, when was it? It was like the end of 2016. When I was in a meditative journey, and that's when the angels, if you saw my YouTube video about this, you know that this is what happened. But what happened was that I was in this meditative journey and the angels came through, specifically Archangel Raphael and Jophiel came through, and they were like, you know, this is who you are. You are someone who speaks about the angels. You teach about the angels. You're here to bring the angelic frequency and energy to other people to help bring awareness, you know, all these things. And it was in that moment when I was like, oh, wow, this is the direction, you know. But prior to that, I already knew prior to that confirmation, we'll say, or that sign of in terms of a specific direction, I already knew of who I was meant to be. I already knew that I was meant to be an author. I already knew that I was meant to be speaking. I already knew that I had a voice and that I had a message and I had a truth that I wanted to be shared. So I already knew those things. Those are the things that no angel or divine being or anyone else can tell you. That's the stuff that you have to feel from the inside. Because then once you have a direction, or once you have kind of like a clarity in terms of, okay, this is the specific way in which I'm going to, or the specific topic that I'm going to teach about, but what's going to drive you and what's going to motivate you to show up and to pursue that path is the calling from inside of you. So that's the key. So it's whatever the calling is inside of you. And you know, like I said before, let's bring it back to the original question, which is, how do you know if it's just, you know, simply here on earth experiencing life, or there's this calling for something more, or to impact millions of people, let's say? Well, the impact that you have in terms of, you know, simply being who you are, or raising a family, or traveling the world, or having a certain practice. Let's say you're like, I have a calling to have this in-person practice. I don't necessarily want to be speaking on stages or writing books or impacting millions of people, but I do want to help people in this specific way. That impact is just as powerful as the impact of, you know, a mission that reaches lots of people. So it's not that one is better or worse, or this is that. It's all about, how does my soul desire to express itself? And in that expression, that is where you are fulfilling your calling, your ultimate destiny, and the highest potential that your soul was here to live. So that's what I want you to look at and to see. And so the question, rather than it being like, do I have a mission? Do I not have a mission? It's more about, how is my soul here to express itself? How does my soul desire to express itself? What inspires me? What has inspired me, and what does continue to inspire me? What am I passionate about? And just seeing where those questions lead you. And trusting that what you know to be true for yourself right now, what you know as your truth in this moment, is enough. It's perfect. It's exactly what you need to know right now to lead you to the next step. So one of the things that I've noticed just over my years of doing this work is that sometimes we keep ourselves stuck because we're like, well, I don't know all of the pieces. I don't know all of the bigger vision or the bigger thing. And what I say is, you don't need to know the bigger truth of yourself and of who you are and what the ultimate impact or purpose or calling, where it's going to lead you. What you need to know is your truth in this moment. So as long as you know your truth in this moment, what do you know to be true? What do you know to be true about yourself, about what inspires you, about your desires, about what you're passionate about how your soul desires to express itself? What do you know to be true? And as long as you stick to that and you take action that aligns with that, then you will be in the unfolding of that path. You will be in that unfolding, and the signs will come in. The confirmation, the clarity, all of the different things will come in. But the thing that I don't want you to do is to put things on hold or to stop or not fully go for something just because you don't fully know the bigger picture. What's important to know is that what we know right now is enough to take us to the next step. And then whatever clarity is revealed in the next step, it's enough to take us to the step after that. And then as more clarity is revealed, it takes us to the next step after that. So that's all we need right now. So if we focus on how our soul desires to express itself in this moment, what our desires are, what our passions are, what inspires us, it will lead us. And that will lead you to your bigger calling. And regardless of whether it's, you know, a bigger mission or impacting a lot of people or not so many people, but still impactful, the impact is exactly what it was meant to be. The impact is just as powerful. And so that's one of the things that I want you to remember is that our impact is based off of who we are being, because who you are being is directly influencing the people who you are in contact with, whether it's one person or 10 people or a million people. That part is irrelevant, because even if it's that one person, what happens is that there's the ripple effect. You impact with that one person, which goes on and impacts 5 people. And then those 5 people, they go on. And now there's 25 people who are impacted, which now spreads out to 100 people who are impacted, you know? So that gets to expand and grow. And that's one of the things that I've learned too on this path, is that we will never see the true reflection of our impact, because it goes beyond what we can see with the physical eye. Because not only is it about, you know, how it translates or ripples through each person and then the connections that that person knows and then those connections, etc., but it's also about the energy, right? So you living in your truth and you living in your calling, you living in your true expression is an energetic frequency that you're holding on this planet. And so the more of us that awaken to our true expression, the more of us that are awakened to our true calling and are just simply holding that frequency of I'm living self-expressed, I'm living in my truth, I'm living and pursuing who I truly am and what I truly desire and who I'm here to be, no matter what that might look like. But simply by holding that frequency energetically, we are now holding a space that makes it possible for the younger generations to step into that much quicker, much sooner from the get-go, you know? And so that is the energetic impact. And your energetic impact is something that is not tangible. Like, you can't measure it. You can't see it with your eyes exactly. But it is felt, and your energetic impact is something that will continue to translate on the planet for years and years and years after you're gone. So we all have a mission, ultimately, is what I want to say. We all have a mission. We all have an important purpose here. It just looks different, and there's a different number of people who will be impacted directly that you can see or that you can count on your social media followers, right? But the true impact is far beyond that and is much, much greater than what we could ever quantify. So I'm going to leave you with that. And I want to hear from everyone, all of you who are listening to this right now, what resonated most with you. Let me know. You can always reach out to me on social media at Christina Roche on Instagram. Or if you're watching me on YouTube, you can leave a comment below. Let me know how this landed with you. And like I mentioned earlier, if you would like to submit your own question, you can do so on my website. The link for that is in the show notes below. And for now, I am leaving you with so much love and angel blessings. And I will see you next week for our next episode. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection podcast, you can go to christinaaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.